Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the second day of October. Today we're reading Luke 4, 41 to 44, and Luke 5, 1, 16, and reading the International Children's Bible. Demons came out of many people. The demons would shout, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus gave a strong command for the demons not to speak. They knew Jesus was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went to a place to be alone, but the people looked for him. When they found him, they tried to keep him from leaving, but Jesus said to them, "I must tell the good news about God's kingdom to other towns too. This is why I was sent." Then Jesus kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Galilee. Many people were pressing all around him. They wanted to hear the word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one which belonged to Simon. Jesus asked Simon to push off a little from the land. Then Jesus sat in the boat and continued to teach the people on the shore. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Take the boat into deep water. If you will put your nets in the water, you will catch some fish." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night trying to catch fish, but we caught nothing. But you say to put the nets in the water, so I will." The fishermen did as Jesus told them, and they caught so many fish that the nets began to break. They called to their friends in the other boat to come and help them. The friends came, and the boats were filled so full that they were almost sinking. The fishermen were all amazed at the many fish they caught. When Simon Peter saw what had happened, he bowed down before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were amazed too. James and John were Simon's partners. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishermen for men." When the men brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. One time Jesus was in town where a very sick man lived. The man was covered with a harmful skin disease. When he saw Jesus, he bowed before Jesus and begged him, "Lord, heal me. I know you can if you want to." Jesus said, "I want to be healed." And Jesus touched the man. Immediately the disease disappeared. Then Jesus said, "Don't tell anyone what had happened, but go show yourself to the priest and offer a gift to God for your healing as Moses commanded. This will prove to everyone that you are healed." But the news about Jesus was spreading more and more. Many people came to hear Jesus and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often slipped away to other places to be alone so that he could pray. Let's pray that we will obey Jesus. Dear Jesus, please help us to obey your plan and not ours. If you tell us to do something and we know that it's you, help us to do it and not stick to our plan or our decisions. Help us to drop what we're doing and do what you tell us to do. And help us to have faith in your decisions. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.